Brand new sound we bringing to you. Try to make y'all go crazy. It's only right. All right, let's get to it. Do you want a sponsor? Hey. Hey, Thomas. Hey.
My brother OC, we are back.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jason Bell, my brother, for another mother. Happy birthday to you.
Bro. Happy birthday. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, my brother.
You got a 7-2 back there. Okay.
You know that I've kept this for years.
With the white gloves. Like,
yeah.
That's proper.
Yeah. This stays.
If you see on the elbows, he's got these white things, right?
Yeah.
White things. And so my ex-girlfriend used to call them stripper bands. She's like, those are your stripper bands. Like, you got your little stripper bands on.
Oh, my God. I almost choked.
I thought that was the funniest thing. I was like, what? You're like, yeah, your stripper bands. You see it?
Stripper bands? Oh, my God.
And I just saw it now and it reminded me of it. I was like, oh, a stripper band.
Oh, oh my God. Oh, that's how you start the pod. I wasn't. Oh, God.
Now you can't unsee it, right?
I can't unsee it. Bands that make her dance.
Bands that make her
bands
dance.
That make her dance. I miss this so much. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I can no longer look
you can
at little OC the same way.
Stuck now. Stuck.
Oh my gosh.
Stuck.
Oh man, you know what? My birthday's today. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm gonna go do something with the little one. That'll be cool.
Okay.
So yeah, another year, man. It's good to be here.
It's good to be here,
my brother. It's good to be here. It
started off a great year and then took a bad turn.
It took an interesting turn and it made, you know what? It put a lot of things in perspective and definitely calmed me down. I need that. You know what's happened? You know, 49, right? And my hip flexor has been sore for at least 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Every time it heals up, I go and I try to do something working out wise and I re-injure it.
Yeah.
This is an old track and field injury.
Mm.
And this is what happens when you're getting up there. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's bro, like these injuries, I'm always working around something.
Mm.
I see you limp straight to a five-a-side match straight all up. The time, but you bounce back somehow.
Yeah. But what I find interesting is it's like as you get older, how things just kind of pop up. Like little injuries here and there, right?
God.
And I mean, they don't have any legitimate reason for happening. Because before, like when we were younger, you would be running or you'd do something, you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what caused that. But now you could be seemingly normal. You wake up in the morning and all of a sudden you're like, yo, what?
Well, I've done nothing.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything.
Why is this hurting? And it is so frustrating, and it's so you start to realize how mortal you really are and how fragile the body really is because of all these things that just happened.
Now every time I think about my hip flexor pain, I'm going to think about bands and make her dance.
Bands and make her dance. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
This is crazy. This is wild. Hey, can I tell you a dilemma I've had?
Okay.
I just want you to, you know, I love this podcast. We just go wherever we want because this is what we do. All right. So, love this country, figuring things out.
Okay.
So, I'm getting, you know, I'm about to switch out a new car. I got the same car guy doing the whole figure it out. And he was like, oh, something, we got an issue on your credit. And I said, I don't even have credit. You know, I don't do anything. Come to find out, hours of work, OC, hours of work on the phone. A parking ticket, a simple parking ticket that I didn't even know I got,
mm-hmm.
now shows up in a court case.
Wow.
Right? I mean, we're talking, this is not a lot of money, 100 something pounds. And I've paid it, but it never got checked off or whatever.
Yes, wasn't
And that,
expunged.
and it totally ruins your credit. Like
Wow.
it's, now I got it all handled, but in America, I know how that works. And I see
Yeah.
my credit report in America all the time, and it's great. And even this one, it's always fine, but I'm just learning on the go, right? Like
Yeah.
the next time I'm going to make sure all those parking tickets are handled, because it goes to a dark, dark place, OC.
Yeah, quickly. Quickly, it does.
Quickly. You've made big purchases out here. I haven't. So you've went through that scenario, but my goodness, it's the things you learn, man, and the struggle. So, that's been my off-season plan right now.
Just out, gone down the drain.
Gone
Just
down the drain,
dealing with that type of stuff.
dealing with this type of stuff, man. The struggle's real.
Amazing. But you know what would have helped is if you were British.
I would have known the rules.
You ought to know what's going on if
I'd
you
have
were
known.
British.
True, very true.
But you're not British, J-Bo.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm glad I've been welcomed into the
Yeah,
country.
it's an incredible country. It
It
is
is.
an
Love
incredible
it.
country.
Not going anywhere.
Something I wanted to discuss, J-Bo.
Oh gosh. All right.
Something I wanted to open up your ears about and all our listeners. Because I heard this conversation and it just so happened to be in passing. It was the Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, a guy who I thought was a very good Prime Minister. I admired the way he moved, I admired his decorum. I thought he was cool. And the question that was asked to him was not, is he British? The question was, are you English? And he said, yes, he's English. And I thought to myself, I was like, huh, that's interesting. Because, and I'm going to use myself as an example, yeah? I'm born here in the United Kingdom, born in London, Golders Green to be specific. Born in 81. They changed the birthright citizenship in 82. So I was born the year before they changed the birthright citizenship. So I was automatically a British citizen because they changed it in 82. So I'm a British citizen. I spent the first 7 years of my life here, went to Nigeria, and now I've been back here for a total of 11 years now. We've been here 11 years. So 18 years of my life I've spent here in the United Kingdom. For all intents and purposes, I'm British. But am I English? Now, I think that those are two very, very different things.
Why
And
is that? Because I hear
good.
that, but I'm not.
Let me explain it to you. And I'm going to use Nigeria as an instance. Nigeria is a construct, right? They drew arbitrary lines around a place and said, this is now Nigeria, right? So my parents are Nigerian, I'm Nigerian also. What you have is in Nigeria, you have people who are Lebanese, they're of Lebanese descent. Parents born there, they're born there, raised there. They're Nigerian people, right? You have people who have come from China decades ago, right? Born there, raised there. They speak like Nigerians. They're Nigerian. They have the Nigerian passports. These are Nigerian people, correct? Right. But within Nigeria, you have Igbo, you have Hausa, you have Efik, you have Ejo, you have Ibibiro, you have Fulani, you have multiple tribes. So one of those people who are of Lebanese descent, who are actually Nigerian, are Nigerian. But what they can't be is Igbo, Yoruba, Efik, Ijaw, Ibibiro. They can't be that. You can be Nigerian. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I do.
You 100% are Nigerian.
You can't be a tribe.
You can't be that. You can't say I'm Igbo or I'm Yoruba or I'm Hausa if you're descendant from Lebanon or if you're descendant from from China. You're Nigerian, because this is
Okay.
part of being Nigerian.
Okay.
So in the same respect, I think that whether you're black, brown, Israeli, Pakistani, Indian, you can be British, and you can be like, I'm British. I'm a British citizen. I am from Britain. But I don't think you can be English. I don't think you can. Those are two very distinct things. And why do you have to be English? Why? You can be British. It's okay being British. Nothing wrong with being British. Like, why do you have to be English? Like, as a black person, why do I have to be English? Why can't I just be British? Why can't I be part of that construct? Like, there is a separation there. As much as we don't want to separate people, as much as we should all be about bringing people together, there are things that are just the way they are, man. The same way a Lebanese or a white or Simon can't say I'm Chinese, or Simon can't say I'm Igbo, or I'll say I'm Yoruba, but I'm Nigerian. I think it's the same way that I can't say I'm English, but I can say I'm British. That's just my opinion on that.
Interesting. I've heard this conversation before out here. I kind of stay away from it. I guess when I look at it from an identity politics perspective or a social construct, I hear your rationale. And my question would be, why has this become a conversation? I look at this and I go, in America, the American flag, right? Pledge allegiance to the flag, all that kind of stuff. The flag is the flag. But I remember, especially living in Orange County, which is very red part of California, which is a blue state, red state. I remember how what the flag became and the how it was hijacked. You know what I mean? It was hijacked for another purpose. Like the flag meant something else if you saw it on my front yard, kind of thing. When the flag is just the flag, it's our flag. So I asked that. I'm coming around to it, which is when you think about this conversation and you bring up a good point in the way you look at it, why has it become such a talking point? Who said, "Well, I'm this and you can't be that"? Why did it become that? Because that's usually when people start to discuss things and start to try to identify themselves with something. It's because someone has said, "No, you can't be this." And I guess my question is, in all this, like, you make a very, I understand where you're coming from on what you think and how you believe people should, it should be identified. I guess my question is, who has
Why?
held on to that,
Yeah.
that now somebody else can't have it?
Incredible question. And you, as always, are, well, not always, but for the most part,
Not all.
are 1,000% correct. Because the truth is, the question was asked in a nefarious way. You understand what I'm trying to say? The meaning behind it is nefarious. There's no, the people who are bringing this up, right? They're not doing it for with good intention. You understand what I'm trying to say? I don't
Okay.
think they are. I don't think they're doing this out of, the goodness of their heart. Of course they're nefarious. Of course they have ulterior motives. No question. But regardless of whether or not they do or they don't, well, as you know, the way I like to think, I'm going to answer the question, regardless of how nefarious it is, how bad it is. If I think critically, I'm like, I understand the question is a nefarious question, but it's still a legitimate question, right? Now, in terms of the United States of America, to me, America is a construct also. You understand what I'm trying to say?
A social construct.
It's an idea. So there's only one true American, like proper, which is the Native American. You understand what I'm, that's it.
That's pretty much a fact.
Everybody else is an immigrant, as descendant of immigrant to that country, period. Whether you're white, you're black, you're Irish, you're Italian, you're Jamaican, whatever, you are an immigrant. Your descendants are immigrants to that country outside of the Native Americans. They're the only true Americans. So the United States of America really is an idea. You understand what I'm trying to say? Which is why so many different people can say they're American. Like, outside of America, right? You as a black person, you're American. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's
Yeah.
like people aren't going to see you and think of you as anything other than being an American. The same way they look as a white person as American, the same way they look at, an Asian person. You're all American because American is an idea. The United States of America is an idea, right? And it's made up of so many different, ethnicities. But the actual only true American is the Native American, my brother. Period. Now, out here, things are very, too many things are different, man. There are. Things are different out here. And from my perspective, and it's uncomfortable, very uncomfortable for a lot of people. There's English and then there's British. There's English and then there's British. I can be British. You can be British. Simon's an Englishman.
How can I be British when I'm not? I'm
Because
not.
you can get citizenship.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You can.
That's
You,
true.
yeah, you can get citizenship and you will be British. Will
Right.
you be an Englishman? No,
Right, right.
I could be Englishman.
Well, I
You're
wouldn't say
British.
that. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's my thought on
Well,
that
that's
idea.
interesting. I hear that, you hear that conversation and some talking points, and I've never had a discussion about it to this magnitude. It's interesting he hearing your perspective on it, but it's fun funny man. I think I love living here. People ask all the time, why, you're from LA and the weather, and I tell them all the reasons I love being here. And it's the people, the circumstances, the situation, all that, but I like it and I am proud of it. And I will do certain things to try to make it better here because I live here, right? Like I'm on this team. I'm on this team. And I think the ability to do that, not only is it fascinating, but it's a privilege. I've never felt like I couldn't or I shouldn't. I've never been put in a situation where I felt like you shouldn't be proud or you shouldn't feel like you belong. You know what I mean? I guess is what I'm saying. But I think when you start to talk in divisionary concepts or words, I mean, what are you trying to promote? When you look at a team, I'm from LA, but I'm a New York Giants fan growing up. Imagine the person saying in New York, like, you can't be a, you're not from here. How are you a Giants fan?
I think that's different.
What I'm saying is sports gives you a choice. It gives you a choice. And it is, I'm just talking about how words are interesting and how they're used is interesting and why they're used. When you're trying to build a team, an organization, a family, a unit, it's the words you say. It's the way you include people. It's important. And I think for a functioning society that wants to continue to have growth, especially a lot of growth comes from immigration, period, and the labor force, what words do you use?
I do. I completely hear you. No, there's no,
What made you think
like
about
I
that
said,
this today? Like, really, this is interesting. I've heard
I
this,
saw
but
it. I saw it. It was maybe like 2 days ago. I saw it come across my Twitter feed.
you still on X?
Definitely,
Oh my
100%.
gosh, it is a cesspool, bro.
It is, but I like it. I like it there. I like it there,
Oh,
man. I'm so serious. For whatever reason, it's
there's a
just.
lot of bots on there, though, man.
Yeah, I mean, true,
They've
true.
shown that a lot of the stuff on there is pushed from the same place.
But that's with all social media, man. It's all nonsense. You gotta pick and choose what it is that you want to consume, number one. And number two, no matter what it is that you see, you have to be able to think critically. And this is also part of, and I want to get into this on another day, like my issue that I have with AI, with artificial intelligence. It is removing the ability for people to think critically, like
Yes.
on your own, sit there and think, create, it's removing that. So for me, it doesn't matter what a bot says or what I said, what I say, or what anybody says. No matter what information I consume, I'm going to think, okay, logically, does this make any sense? You understand what I'm trying to say? And formulate an opinion based upon that.
Well, that's one of your skill sets. I always say you think like a scientist. You are always trying to, you come up with a theory and you're trying to challenge it. You're saying, hey, peer review study, go out here and poke holes in this. You would come in as a conversation, you say, this is what I think, fellas. Just tell me why I'm wrong. And you have the ability to disconnect yourself from this personal statement or this thought process. It wasn't challenging you. You were quite open to that. And another point you make, and I think is a skill that people need to continue to acquire, and you do that by reading, having thought-provoking conversations, is how to ask better questions, because that's exactly what you're saying. Even with all of this AI, the questions you ask it, that is the skill set. So being able to do that is what will allow you to flourish in this current environment, from my perspective and understanding that. But I want to kind of ask you about that, because at this point, I always think about this point of the year, things are changing, cold to hot, things are growing again. And even in sports, in our off season, it was like you had to build yourself back better. You had to evolve, and you had to question the things you had done before. You have to fix them. You have to have honest conversations with yourself. And I was reading something about some coaches I like, and they're going back in the lab trying to figure out what they've done the year before, trying to fix it. You can't stay in the same place. Think about even Seattle, and what they've done in the defense. They got to evolve, right? But you got to check yourself a little bit, right? Because you can always lean on, well, this has worked. Why am I going to do anything, or why is this wrong? And I think good leaders and great professionals do that. Why do you always, and how do you always objectively start a conversation with the ability to morph and change your opinion based upon the knowledge, the information you get back? Like, are you set in your ways? I mean, sorry, do you have a thought and you're trying to get talked off a cliff, or are you just throwing it out there? Like, how are you always able to do that? I've had to learn that. I've learned that by watching you a lot, but I think great leaders do that.
So, first of all, I had like three thoughts come into my head right as you were speaking. That's not what I'm trying to say. I had like three different thoughts. So, I'm gonna get to your question.
Go wherever you want, man.
The first thought was about the when you were talking about like thinking like a scientist. And it was also something else that I had seen in regard to that. And I found this really, really interesting. And if you pay attention to this, J-Bell, if you really pay attention to it, I think that it will not only change our listeners' thought process.
Okay. I'm down with this.
So a guy was like, you barely ever see scientists arguing. It was like you barely ever see scientists arguing because most of the stuff that they present is usually fact-based. And they throw these things out there and they're challenged. And if your science is better, it's right there, it's evidence. There's no. So whenever you see people like in real heated arguments or heated discussions or heated situations, it's about belief. It's not about science. It's their beliefs. I believe this. You believe this. And it's because it's beliefs, the argument can escalate. But if there's science behind it, if it's like fact, you're not arguing with facts. You understand what I'm
Well,
trying
these
to
are
say?
two people with two different facts, and they're trying to
But
say my
that's
fact is better than yours.
exactly. But if one fact is in fact better than another fact, that's you just believe in your fact. So it's like
So then their scientist goes back to belief too.
is like 2 + 2 is 4. That's what a scientist would say. You understand what I'm trying to say? 2 + 2 is 4. There's no real like, there's no argument about that. So if somebody says 2 + 2 is 4, and the other person says 2 + 2 is 5, we're like, well, no, 2 + 2 is 4. 2 + 2 is 4. It's not 5. And then the scientists are like, okay, yeah, it's actually is 4. So now where there's an issue is if somebody says 2 + 2 = 22, and the other one says 2 + 2 = 13. It's just, I believe this, and you believe this. If it's an actual fact, there's no arguments. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Because most of the arguments that I've had, like proper heated discussions, proper heated arguments, was based on what I believe happened.
Yes.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, yes.
And this other person, what they believed happened.
Yes.
But if it's based in actual science, which is why, like, there's a lot of arguments amongst religion. There's a lot of arguments amongst, oh, this is it, this is it, Allah, is it God, is it Buddha, is it this? It's because these are beliefs. Whatever you believe in, it's a belief. When it comes down to, like, actual, if you can just agree there's a God, you understand what I'm trying to say? Or there's
That's a good starting point, right?
Yeah, you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, what your version is, or what your version is, or what you believe, now that's where there's usually conflict. So
you said something earlier when you were having the conversation where you started about identity, right? And what that is and how that is and how that's addressed. Okay, so imagine this. You're absolutely right. We all have different beliefs. No problem. But starting a conversation or entering a conversation with defining the conversation, which is, this is my belief, this is your belief. And, you know, that goes, all right, let me hear your belief. Let me learn your belief, right? Instead of, let me try to challenge your belief. That leads the conversation into somewhere else. So I think this is why language is so important. This is why understanding the words, what you're using, how you're approaching it, because then you can have a conversation and know we have different, me and you have different beliefs on all kinds of stuff, politics, all the time we're talking about it. But we go, this is where we are. This is where you are. Now let's have a discussion.
Exactly.
Let's have a discussion. And I think when you run out of ways to describe your beliefs, the frustration kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
The frustration,
it comes in.
And you're right. I was listening to a podcast one time, and these two scientists were talking about something, and they were flat out arguing. I mean, it was two different philosophies. And at the end, the guy goes, this was really good. I really appreciate this thing. And I mean, they just, everything they saying, nothing was personal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I think the art of communicating is, how do you take the person out of the argument? Good. Just take the person out of the argument. Good. It's like even how we started this whole thing and I didn't know where you were going. I'm just listening like, okay, let's do this. But there's no person in the argument. It's just an argument. It's just a conversation.
100%. To get to your actual question as to how I do that is because I spend an inordinate amount of time just thinking. You know, like, you remember that my little room, you'd come in there a lot of times. People would, like, one of my friends, he had come from Thailand to see me after I had this, you know, other operation. He'd come and he would just walk in the room and he'd see me just sitting there, TV off, no phone on. And he's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm thinking. He was like, what do you mean? What does that mean? Because he couldn't quite conceptualize the idea that I just sit there a lot of times and I'm thinking. And it can be frustrating a lot of times because I can't, like, get out of my own head. It's like I'm always constantly thinking. So a lot of these things that you hear me talking about, I'm gonna tell you the truth about how it happens. It's like they're all things that I've thought of before.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I mean, like, I've spent time thinking about them. And then me and you and I can just be sitting down. We can be talking about literally anything.
Yep.
And it'll spark a thought that I was sitting over there thinking about for a while. Now, the interesting thing is, what I do is I enjoy the art of learning so much that when I say these things, I literally want to be challenged because I want to know if this thing is wrong. I want to know a different perspective on it. I want to know all the flaws and all the holes in that argument so it can become much better.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
And so I'm trying
I've seen you
to,
do that at dinner many times.
literally. So I'm literally, it might seem like it's a argument on, I'm literally trying to learn when I'm having these discussions. Like I want to learn. And then sometimes you say something, oh, actually, I didn't think about that. You're right. End of discussion. And I'll just move straight on.
So this is why I love this podcast, because this is basically what we're doing and what we would do without being recorded, or and we would have these discussions. Something I read, and it's so true, and you just said it. People don't give themselves time to think. They want to fill every second with, I'm reading something, a podcast, or this or that, right? And you think, and you're like, I'm continuing to gain knowledge, right? I'm feeding it. But if you don't give yourself time, think, just to think, just like you have to rest, right? After you work out, you gotta sleep, and proper sleep flushes your brain out and all that. You have to allow all of these concepts to connect, because that's what makes you special as an individual. How do you connect all this information? How do you regurgitate that out into a belief? And then and that belief becomes a discussion. And then in that, there's growth. And that's something I've had to do lately. And I've really focused on, like, even in the season, like you would come up with stuff and it would be before the narrative would come out of what people were talking about. And you'd just be like, yeah, I just was thinking. I'm looking at the stuff and then I'm thinking. And then I thought, I'm gonna do the same thing. And it helps me as a broadcaster, because I'm like, let me come up with my own stuff of how I think, how I feel. But you gotta step away. And you always talk about, and when we got friends that are heads of, the NFL, and other big corporations. And I always ask these people in these situations, when, how, every day, there's a problem you have to solve that isn't your own. When do you have time to think? That is why you're there. A thought provoke, to get great thoughts, to go about your business, to get better. I mean, that's really hard to do. And I think being a leader, your people are always looking for you to have the answers, but give yourself time to think, OC.
Amen.
Guess what it is, man?
Amen. What
Guess
is
what it
it?
is? It's 33 minutes flying
Already?
by. 33 minutes to fly by. So let me get my clock out, because
Okay.
now, my friend OC, we
Yeah.
got 72 seconds. We got 72
Ooh.
seconds. How do you feel about that?
Okay, you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. First thing I want to say is, Simon, you can't be Chinese.
What if Simon moves to China,
Simon, you're an
lives
Englishman.
there,
Simon's an Englishman. He can't be
gets a
Chinese.
Chinese passport?
He can have a Chinese passport, but he can't be
He can't be
Chinese, dog. He
Chinese?
cannot be
Man,
Chinese,
don't tell
dog.
Simon, don't listen to that. You can
Englishman.
be whatever you want.
That's number one. Number two, this was such a fascinating, like, I love these conversations, man. I really, really enjoy, I appreciate these conversations. I love different perspectives. I love listening. I would love to hear from all our fans, all our viewers, everybody listen. I want to hear what your perspective is on the things that we discussed today. Like I challenge them. Challenge it, please.
Well, absolutely. Hit OC up on X.
On X,
Don't
hit me up. Either on X
hit
or
me
on
up on
Instagram.
IG. Yeah, don't do that. Man, this is fascinating. I love it. I'm really now thinking about this. Like, I'm going in my day. I'm no longer thinking about because I've already got this thing written off, my ticket. That's already been handled. But I'm thinking about how you have provoked thought. And I appreciate it, man. Till
You're
next
gonna be
time.
British soon. You're gonna be British
Hey,
soon, big
man, I'm
dog.
here. Hey, listen,
You're gonna be
everybody.
British.
I love this country. I love
Yeah.
you all. And
You're gonna be
I
British.
want to be here. Okay.
You
I
will not
will.
be a you will not be an Englishman, but you'll be
I'm
British.
not trying to get a vote. I'm not, but I will pay my taxes. I don't need a
Oh,
vote, but I'm gonna pay them taxes, okay? I'm the kind of immigrant you want.